and unexpectedly, I must confess I thought it was very strange.
What was strange about it?
She had appeared to be so happy here. She occupied the best suite of rooms in the hotel with a superb view across the lake. Yet she left at one day's notice, and just after she had paid another week's rent in advance, too.
Mm. Was she by nature a changeable person, a difficult guest, perhaps?
Not at all. Lady Frances is a charming person, very much liked by everyone here. No longer young, you understand, but still handsome and elegant.
And no doubt fashionably dressed. She possessed some remarkable jewelry, I believe.
As to that, I cannot say. She did not entrust any valuables to the hotel safe. But I remember a maid telling me that Lady Frances kept a trunk in her bedroom, locked at all times.
The maid? That would be Mademoiselle Marie Devine. What can you tell me about her?
She was as popular as her mistress. Quite delightful.
A local girl?
No. She came from Montpellier, I believe, in the Hérault.
That explains it. So, when her ladyship and Mr. Veen left here, they were traveling to Montpellier, were they?
Why should you think so?
Only because Mr. Veen cashed a check signed by Lady Frances at a bank in Montpellier.
That is altogether extraordinary. When they left here, I am quite certain they did not travel to Montpellier. They left with great urgency and not a little secrecy also.
Secrecy? How was that?
You place me in a delicate situation, Dr. Watson. I was given strict instructions to tell this to nobody. But as it is the great Sherlock Holmes who wishes to find Lady Frances, I suppose I may trust you.
I sincerely hope so. Please tell me everything you know. It may be of the utmost importance.
Very well. Lady Frances made it known that she was going to stay at an hotel in Baden near Zurich, and her luggage was labeled accordingly. But, in fact, the luggage was to be redirected when it reached there, because they were actually traveling to a different Baden, not in Switzerland at all, the German spa in the Rhineland.
I don't understand. Why should she proceed in such a roundabout way?
I must tell you, monsieur, I think there was a man involved.
Good heavens. What man? Who was he?
His name I cannot tell you, but he called in here the day before Lady Frances left. I spoke to him myself, a huge, powerful man with a black beard, un sauvage, un véritable sauvage.
I beg your pardon?
Excuse me. He looked like a wild man, a real savage. He would not give his name, but insisted he must see Lady Frances immediately. I telephoned her room, but when I described him, she refused absolutely to meet him. I had to tell him so, and he became violently enraged. For a moment, I feared he would cause trouble, but at last he walked out, swearing to return. Lady Frances changed her plans at once and left Lausanne for Baden the following morning.
I see. Tell me, do you happen to know the name of the hotel in Baden?
No, but of course I made the reservation myself. It was the Englischer Hof.
Oh, was it?
There is something wrong?
No. I once stayed at another hotel of that name. No matter. I'm very much obliged to you, Monsieur Moser. One further question. Where do I go to send a telegram?
I'm therefore proceeding immediately to Englischer Hof Hotel, Baden. Obviously, Lady Frances fleeing sinister stranger. But why proceed via Baden, Switzerland, when en route for Baden, Rhineland? Signed, J.W.
I've had similar problem myself at Crewe Junction. Nil desperandum. Continue sterling work. Signed, Essex.
Lady Frances Carfax. Of course, Herr Doctor, I remember her very well. She stayed here for 2 weeks. I would describe her as a very lonely person.
Lonely? What gave you that impression?
Like many lonely ladies, Lady Frances found consolation in religion. By staying here, she made the acquaintance of a Dr. Schlesinger and his wife. They were missionaries newly returned from South America, and they soon became very good friends.
I'm glad to hear it.
Dr. Schlesinger has a remarkable personality, and the fact that he was recovering from malaria, contracted in the course of his duties, affected Lady Frances deeply. She helped Mrs. Schlesinger to nurse the man of God, and he made